Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Really excited to be here today with Cody Whitfield. He's the recruitment specialist for Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Laurel Region. Welcome, Cody.
Hey, thank you for having me, Jen.
We're excited that you're on the show today. I was always a fan of Big Brothers Big Sisters and all of the good work that you do. But for people who may not be very familiar with the organization, will you take some time and explain the different programs and different outreach that you have?
Yeah, absolutely. So let me start off by saying that we've been doing this for, as of next year, 50 years in
Wow.
Westmoreland and Fayette County. But what our bread and butter is one-to-one youth mentoring. So what that means is we take youth in the community who may come from a unique family structure or, you know, not being, met with the right kind of needs that they have. And we pair them with a volunteer. That's anybody, right? That's me. I do it. That's a high school student to a retiree that has, you know, a few hours a month to meet that youth, whether that's in a school through our school-based program or that is out in the community for our community-based program. And those are very minimal. They don't tax a volunteer. And it has a laundry list of benefits for the youth.
It's wonderful. And then, you know, when you pair these people together, I'm sure you see some great things happening. Do you want to tell us a few stories?
Yeah, well, the first one that comes to my mind is our big brother of the year, Sterling Lang.
Okay.
So he is a Army veteran and a full-time student at Seton Hill University. He joined our program because he is looking to get a career in the social work field. And when he was matched with his first little brother, Fashion, he would constantly go pick up his little in the community-based program and see his brother, Lameen. And every time he'd pick up Fashion and not take Lameen, Lameen wasn't getting the same benefits that he was seeing his brother get. So he came to us and he asked, well, you know, I want to do all this good for this family. Can I please have two little brothers? And so we made that happen. And that's just one of the stories. We have plenty of others. One more I'll share is that we still are in contact with our third ever big sister from 1975. Her name is Barbara McDonald, and she still sees her little. They are both retired now. And they still have this great connection. And without Barbara having been there for her little, they often talk about that they wouldn't have seen the same benefits.
Isn't that amazing? So how do people become a part of this? I know this is what you do. You find people, but how do people find you?
So we're out everywhere. Usually in the summertime, you'll see us. You'll see me usually out under a tent, kind of just having fun little gadgets, little things for people to come and pick up, but also learn a little bit about the program. We're often on college campuses. We're going to retiree centers. We're doing literally everything that's under the sun, hitting the pavement. Just saying that anybody can do this kind of program. It doesn't take an expert to make an impact on a child. I'd say that I'm no expert, but I've been in the program for a year now, and it's really working wonders for my little.
You have a little yourself. Well, then you can really speak to how it is. So what kind of things do you do together?
So, you know, I'm in the community-based program, so it's maybe 2 or 3 hours a month. And for the most part, we play Fortnite. I'll be honest,
nice.
We play a lot of video games. He's really a lot better than me at them. But, you know, ever since we've been doing this kind of stuff, we're not getting, in trouble at school anymore. We're not having to stay after class. We're not being suspended. There's not a lot of these issues coming up. And that's just because of Fortnite. That's because we're playing PlayStation or, you know, we're going places. And he's having that outlet to speak up because, you know, a lot of littles in the program don't have that outlet that a big offers them, that friendship or that coach in their life that, you know, they've needed. And, you know, finally, because of a mentor they have.
Will he talk to you about things? Will he open up slowly but surely?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's not like as soon as he gets in the car, we're having these deep conversations, but, you know, it's, you know, the little things that come out of, you know, of a kid's mouth, you know, you never know what's going to happen. A good example of this is we have a big sister. Her name is Aubrey. And she took her little to a horse stable to see her horse. And so, you know, asking all the questions that a child can ask about a horse, they are asking about anatomy and how do you navigate the conversation of horse anatomy with a little in that situation. But, there's it's an example of you're never going to know what's going to come up. And
Right.
we train all of our volunteers to have the best tool belt, everything in their arsenal to answer these questions. But, the opportunity to speak with these youth one to one, no holding back, no fear. They get to be as open as they want. It's so rewarding to have that kind of connection.
And there is evidence-based impact for this program, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We say a lot of times we are evidence-based. We do internal surveys that tell us that what we do works. So we'll ask the families of the little, and we'll ask the big separate surveys to see what's working. Are you guys actually hanging out? Are you actually wanting to do better in school? And 80% of the time, yes, we find that youth have this aspiration to want to do better, to have better grades, not maybe shoot for C's, but shoot for B's, or they are constantly going to school. They're not staying home, being sick, or anything like that. So when we do those surveys, we find all that data and we report that annually.
It's amazing. Yeah, I mean the website is so impactful. 100% of littles improved in academic performance and educational expectations. 100% of littles felt more socially accepted. 95% of littles felt they had a special adult in their life, and 100% of littles graduated high school. I mean, that's evidence right there. My goodness.
Yeah, it is.
So if you know a child that might benefit from this. You know what? I mean, is there, I guess, is there a sort of a, do you just call a number? Do you just fill out a form? How does that work?
Yeah, so it is as easy as calling a number or messaging us on social media to get the process started. Usually, youth in our program come to us through guidance counselors and then parent or guardian referrals. We oftentimes just get a straight phone call saying, like, hey, I think my kid could use this program, and we agree. Usually, 10 times out of 10, we say, yes, bring them through the door. We want to get them involved. And when it comes to the school, when a guidance counselor will refer a child, we usually send one of our caseworkers to that school. We're in all the schools from Greensburg to Latrobe down to Uniontown. We go in and interview these children and see what the best fit for them is, try to get to understand them a little bit more so that when we make the match, we can make a holistic and like the best match possible. So a good example is if a youth doesn't like to be outside as much and might have a severe bee allergy, we're not going to match that youth with a volunteer who's uncomfortable with the potential thought that they might have to administer an EpiPen if they have that bee allergy,
Right.
or if they like to be outside all the time.
Right.
So we do that very delicate process of matching very seriously.
So 9,000 children over the last 50 years. You have about what, 150 to 180 kids you serve every year, but you have a huge waiting list.
Correct. Yes. That wait list grows, and it breaks my heart that it does, but we're constantly out there trying to find new mentors, trying to impact as many youth as we can.
It's amazing. Tell me a little bit about how you fund this enormous operation.
Yeah, so we have a few avenues of revenue. One being grants, federal grants we get through, the federal government, because of that evidence-based work we do, right? So we prove that youth in our program aren't going through any juvenile justice system, and that's saving the government money. So when they invest in preventative measures such as Big Brothers Big Sisters, they're not paying on the back end. So it's smart for the government to fund the Big Brothers agencies nationwide. Another way we get revenue is through events. So we have one of our biggest events coming up is our Win for Kids Cash Bash on April 6th. It'll be a fun day down in Uniontown, and that's just one of the many ways we get revenue. We also do golf outings, summer fest for friends and families, and our annual big night out gala. Other than that, I think those are our main avenues for revenue.
Well, let's talk about each of those.
Sure.
The
Yeah.
what's coming up first?
So first, April 6th is our Cash Bash, Win for Kids. It's just like any old cash bash, but we're going to try and class it up a little bit, give it a little Big Brother's charm. And that'll be down at the Uniontown Fire Hall. Following that is May 17th with our Golf for Kids Sake. We've been doing that for years now, honoring Benny Taylor. That is at the Greensboro Country Club. We have, our Take a Shot Shots Bar. We have a Bloody Mary Bar with mimosas. We have special hole games on every hole. It's really a fun time. I've only been doing it for a couple of years now, as a staff member, but it's as fun as like you're playing the game yourself. And I'm terrible at golf, but following that is our Summerfest event on August 4th. This is something that is free and low cost for all families. So we provide tickets and food and everything to our families for free, completely free, because we want to do the best by them. And for families in the community who, aren't a part of our programs, we offer very low cost amenities to them too, because this is a fun summer activity. Everyone wants to have fun in the summer, and you don't want to have to open up your pocketbook to have fun. So we try to make that as equitable for everybody. After that, we have our Big Night Out Gala in October. So that's, a nice affair to, put on, dust off the, dancing shoes, get a nice dressed up, come have a drink, win some raffle prizes, maybe get a little trip. We actually have like European venture trips to go across the pond and have a lot of fun that way. So there's a mixed bag of fun you can have at the Big Night Out Gala.
Let's back up and go to the Cash Bash on April 6th. I guess you can probably win a lot of money. How many people do you usually have at an event like that, and how do you get tickets?
We are looking to have hopefully 500 folk attend. The way you
Wow.
get tickets, yeah, I know, but it's a huge haul, so we're gonna fill it up. But believe you me. So the main way to get tickets to that is on our website, and also through coming into our office, just giving us a ring on the phone. But I'd say primarily just the internet. We'll have them on Facebook, and they'll be on our website. So if you see an ad when you're scrolling, don't be afraid to tap it. Learn a little bit more. It sure will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's a big event for sure. So all of your staff members help, and then do you have volunteers that help as well that day?
Yeah, we do. We actually honor one volunteer every year as our volunteer of the year. So that person is not a mentor, because that is a completely different award we award them. This is the person who comes to events like our Cash Bash or like our Summerfest and is putting in some elbow grease and helping us without, getting anything in return. So we try to honor them in some way. We give them an award and, a little prize for, saying thank you for, dedicating some of your time. Maybe they don't have the time or they feel it's not right for them to mentor, but they're still helping us and we want to recognize that.
I'm sure they really appreciate that. How many volunteers do you have?
We have just over 100 volunteer mentors.
Okay.
And the number of just general volunteers like that Volunteer of the Year we award fluctuates. So we have a surplus of high school students that will come and help us at tons of events, and then we have traditional friends or family of staff that will come and help us out. So that kind of goes up and down, but we're sitting at a city maybe 103 for our volunteer mentors.
Wow, that's a lot of people to coordinate. And then, like you said, you're always out in the community trying to find mentors. So you're at different events, and have the colleges, have young people stepped up?
Yeah, actually, I would say they do, but anybody who's gone through a semester of anything knows that schedules change and move very frequently. So when we make those matches, we emphasize that, hey, we ask that you do this program for at least 1 year, because after 1 year, all those statistics that you saw, Jen, that's when they come out. So that's when they want to do better in school. That's when they're not, having to go through any juvenile justice system, is after that 1 year mark. That's when they really get the benefits. So we ask that those college students make that commitment. And it goes a long way for them. When volunteers in our program, step up to be mentors, it's national. You can put that on a resume, and that's going to make you stand out a lot to employers, to wherever you're going in life. We have tons and tons of resources, not just for the kids, but for the bigs too. We have different avenues. We have this program called Big Futures, and that's where we take the people in our programs, and we show them career opportunities that they might not have known about. We always say it's okay and it's totally acceptable to work where you see yourself working, but we want you to know that there are millions of different career paths out there that you could have. And so through Big Futures, we also do that.
That's fantastic. I'm talking today with Cody Whitfield. He's the recruitment specialist for Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Laurel Region. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, having a fabulous conversation today with Cody Whitfield. He's the recruitment specialist for Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Laurel Region. They serve Westmoreland and Fayette counties, about 180 kids a year served by their community-based program. And I think what we mean by community-based is that it's actual people, volunteers in the community providing mentorship to littles. It's kind of, I think, what most people would think of when they understand Big Brothers Big Sisters. But Cody was just telling us about some other programs, and one of them is Big Future. So what you're doing is you're prepping a career path for these young people.
That's right. Yeah, we are showing them every avenue that they have to be successful, whether that's, you know, working in food industry or that's working in an office setting. There is success anywhere, and they need to know that. And that's exactly what Big Futures tries to do. You mentioned that we do our community-based program, and that is the program that I do myself. But we also have this program called school-based, which is entirely in the schools. And I can't express how minimal the requirements are for that program. It is 30 minutes once a week. If you can think about the time that you spend flipping laundry or you spend walking up and down the aisles of a grocery store, that's the time it takes to make a positive impact on a child. So when you go to the grocery store next time, maybe think that, hey, this I'm standing here looking at corn. Maybe I could be at Latrobe Elementary School or Greensburg Middle School helping a youth, you know, just having those fun, lighthearted conversations, you know, making that positive impact.
Do you go in for lunch or reading time, or how does that work?
It's during their lunch period. So we have a lot of bigs that go into the school and actually have the little square pizzas that you would get in elementary school and the little cartons of chocolate milk. And they get to be a kid again themselves and have these fun conversations. A great, great example of one of our school-based mentors is State Trooper Tristan Tappy with Troop A. She goes to LES, Latrobe Elementary School, and sees her little Ava. And it's just that 30-minute interaction once a week. And because of Tristan going there and seeing her little is having major breakthroughs in her reading ability. And I mean, just actually being able to read on her own and to be able to say that one of our mentors did that is, it makes my heart want to explode, because it's just, it's amazing that one of a volunteer could do that. Not a professional, not a trained educator. Just somebody who cares about Ava. And we have, you know, dozens of school-based mentors, but if I could have everybody do it, it would just change everyone's mind. It would make the world.
I know Trooper Tappy, and she's a lovely young lady. So does she go in and actually read with Ava, or is it more just a mentorship?
Overall, still mentorship. I would say not every time they're sitting there reading. I'm not there with them every time, but, you know, there's days where they do have those moments where they're sitting down and just, you know, going word by word through a book, or there's times where they're just sitting there having a fun conversation, talking about their days. Tristan shares this awesome story of every time she goes into school, she goes to sit at the lunch table with her little, everyone's like, it's Trooper Tristan. And they see her in her state trooper uniform, and she's a big sister to Ava, but she feels like she's a big sister to this whole entire lunch table of kids. And that's, by all means, not what we expect of every school-based mentor. We expect that one-to-one, but the fact that she sees, you know, a volunteer sees the impact that they have on at least one youth is just mind-blowing.
Yeah, I have to say, I think that is really impactful for a lot of reasons. And I see even young girls seeing a woman as a state trooper. I mean, those are just things that we never saw, right? When we were children, you weren't seeing that kind of thing, even though they existed. It just wasn't out there. And I think that's tremendous that she gives that time and puts that effort in. And then how do children get into that program?
Into the school-based program,
usually
guidance counselors. So it's maybe the guidance counselor has a little sit down with the child and to discuss whatever they might want to discuss. Like, hey, how have you been? You know, I know we've talked. I think I found this program that might be good. They present it to the child, they present it to the parent or guardian, and let them make that call. And if they green light it, then the guidance counselor gives us a call, gives us an email, and says, "Hey, I have this child that could really benefit, and I want to put them, in front of you." And then we take it from there. We go through the process of trying to get them matched.
And I guess Trooper Tappy is one of your bigs with badges. Like, is that what you look for too? Police, fire, EMS. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. That is my biggest passion here at this agency, is trying to get law enforcement or any emergency medical services involved, because it's truly serving the community. It's providing that preventative nature that, at our core is kind of what we're about, right? Trying to make sure that before anything bad happens, that everyone's educated, everyone's prepared, and nothing prepares you more than sitting down, with Tristan Tappy. And just having those little moments, right? They're not talking about, high level of safety. They're just talking about reading and talking about lunch, but it's bringing that essence to the table. Or when an EMS provider is present, they have that energy, that little needs that they might not get, right? So a lot of youth in our program might have not positive interactions with any of these entities. And so that when we get to provide them with a positive interaction with one of these bodies, it is amazing.
Great. So talk a little bit more about how people can get involved if they're interested in being a big, being a lunch buddy. How does that work? What do you have to do?
So, first step is one of our information sessions. They usually run about 30 minutes, and everybody has to do it. It's just talking about what we expect a big to be, and it's, like I've said before, it is not an expert. It is not a trained professional. It is a volunteer, somebody with a little bit of extra time on their hands. After that, it is the run-of-the-mill fingerprinting, FBI background checks, and mandated reporter training so that our volunteers are prepared for anything and our littles are prepared for anything. After that, we do some fun interviews, see what kind of things a volunteer likes to do. For example, I like to play video games and I like to go and play basketball. And they found my little brother, and it turns out that those are the things that he likes. So in that scenario, our caseworkers believe that's a perfect match. And for just over a year now, it's been a pretty good match. I think they did a really good job there. And after that, we just tell our matches to, carry on, do what they do, have fun, reach out to us every so often. We do match support monthly. Make sure that the match is going well, to make sure, hey, are you guys still having a good time? Or are you interacting with one another? And then we cross our fingers and we hope that these mentors and these youth make that lifelong friendship. We ask for 1 year, but we really, really hope that we see like a mentorship like Barbara McDonald, who has seen her little since 1975. We hope for that.
That's amazing. It's fantastic. And then you can also go online and donate, right? If you don't have the time, but you have the treasure to be able to do that, how can you go online and donate? What's the website?
Yeah, so you would go to bbbslr.org. So Big Brothers Big Sisters Laurel Region.org. And there's a big green button at the top of the page that says give, and that is one way. You can do a one-time donation. Usually we ask maybe an example of $22. That's the price it costs for a big like Barbara McDonald to get her fingerprints cost, because we don't want to charge our mentors anything for that. We do that ourselves. One way or another, we fund that for them. That's we do monthly giving. So if you have a gym membership and you cancel it and it's like, hey, I got $5 a month, I'm not putting anywhere, we will gladly use that to fund maybe our Read for Success program and our school-based program. So youth in our program, for every book they read, they get one free book in return. And so that's one way that we encourage youth like Ava, who's Tristan Tappy's little, to continue reading on her own, and not through, in class or with a teacher, so that she has that encouragement to read. So when you donate through Big Brothers Big Sisters, it does have a huge ripple effect, a huge impact on youth, whether that's school-based program or community-based program.
And you can also help with a wish list, right? You have things on the wish list that people can just buy for you.
Yeah, absolutely. There's plenty of things that, go a long way in our office here, or that go a long way in our events. It it takes a lot. It takes a village to run events like our Summerfest on August 4th. So going through the wish list is one way that supports us in a new avenue.
Great. So tell us about you. How did you come up? How did you find this job? Where did you grow up, and what was your education?
Sure. Oh, I'm a Latrobe native. It started, I think, with my great grandmother who went to high school with Mr. Rogers. She says that he is the same person on screen as off. So, having that growing up was a huge part of me thinking that, there are helpers out there. He says, look for the helpers, Mr. Rogers. So, that kind of stuck with me. And so I went through school, Latrobe High School. I went to Pitt Greensburg for criminal justice to think about preventative measures for youth so that, youth growing up that, maybe we have a lot of bigs, including myself, who were latchkey kids. Parent, mom or dad's not always around, you're home a lot and you kind of need that person that can be there for you to help you get more experience, more, worldly knowledge. And so when I interned with Big Brothers and Big Sisters and I found out that, hey, mentors, bigs in this program are doing that thing that I wish I had. I wish I had a big when I were growing up. How can I keep going knowing that there's youth out there that are still needing mentors and not do it myself? So as an intern, I became a big, and then afterwards they kept me on. Now I do the recruitment specialist in our digital marketing, and it is so happy to come into a workplace that I know every day I'm making a direct impact on not only my little, but the hundreds of littles we have.
They are blessed to have you because you're young and energetic and you're passionate about the cause. Why don't you tell us about some of your other coworkers? Who else runs this program in Greensburg?
Yeah. So our community-based program coordinator is Catherine McCormick. She is actually a former little of our programs, and actually a current big herself. So her story is her and her twin sister were, mentored by one big sister, and carried on through their life. She found this career after college, and she's like, why would I not want to give back to what gave me so much joy? So now she's here. And I think that she's the only little on staff that we have. Other than that, I'd like to introduce our development coordinator, Gabrielle Stewart. She actually helps with a lot of programs in Greensburg and helps us, run all these events. Without her, I don't think we could do any of these events, but she is truly a gift here at the agency.
Well, it sounds like you have a wonderful team. You all are doing a wonderful job. Cody Whitfield is the recruitment specialist for Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Laurel Region. Make sure you jump on both to social and their website to learn more about the organization. Consider volunteering or donating. That's BB, was it Big Brothers Big Sisters Laurel Region.org, right? So
Four.
BB. BBSLR, you got it. So you're wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me, Jennifer. It was a truly wonderful time.
Westmoreland Community Connections airs every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. If you have an idea for the show, please reach out to WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for listening.